Welcome, everyone, to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm Dave, I'm your host, and I'm glad you're here. So today, I wanted to talk about a game or multiple types of games called Treasure Hunters. And it's one of my favorite go-to games in multiple, again, sporting type units you do or manipulative units. That's a hard word to say. I said it right that time. Manipulative units. So it's definitely a go-to game, and I want to talk about it right now. Here we go. Okay, everybody. So Treasure Hunters, I've seen sort of online kind of type thing, I guess. I've modified it a little bit to suit the needs of our large groups. So I will take, I guess, basketball. We'll talk about basketball for a moment. And then how you can incorporate it into hockey or soccer. I've done all three of those, I believe. I'm not sure if I've done hockey yet, but I plan on it. Definitely done soccer and basketball. So Treasure Hunters, the equipment you'll need are beanbags, deck rings, hacky sack balls, anything you could use for quote-unquote treasure. So I scatter those out on the field, or again, we'll talk about basketball. So the basketball court on one end of the basketball court, underneath the basket. And I have hula hoops and basketballs. And I try to color coordinate them. So an orange hula hoop with an orange basketball, purple with purple, etc. And I have the students in groups of 2 to 3 at each hula hoop. Now, this can be a two-class game if you have larger groups. I've done this with 2 classes before. I've done it with 1 class. And I think it all started at summer camp. I just, one of the camps I ran all soccer for a camp last year. And I put this game together. But again, we'll talk about basketball. I keep going back to soccer. But it's pretty much the same thing. Except for basketball, I want the students to dribble down, obviously one at a time, to the basket. Now we have 8-foot rims and 10-foot rims. So I use the 8-foot rims for the younger students. And I will put a modified like hula hoops, attach them. I don't know if you've seen that online. A lot of people do that because some of the students can't reach, including my daughter who's in first grade. So I will put an extra hula hoop out there attached to the rim, so it's a little bit lower. Now, if the students, they get a piece of treasure just for dribbling down properly. So we would talk about the dribbling aspect of it, keeping close to our body, using the pads of our fingertips, you know, all the cues. They dribble down to the underneath the basket. They take a shot. You could even say they could take up to 2 or 3. It's up to you. I just don't want them there all day long shooting. So if they make it, they get 2 pieces of treasure. If they miss it, they get 1 for dribbling. And they bring it back to their hoop. So we go until all the treasure is gone. And yes, you sometimes have to watch for kids taking, like, you know, 10 pieces of treasure. So something you just need to watch. I'm just saying. So they dribble back until all the treasure's gone. But I tell them ahead of time that there will be a secret color or object that's worth more points. And they don't know what it is, obviously, until the end. So they want to, and that's a strategy thing. They can talk about, like, well, what was your strategy? We're trying to go for all purple things or all deck rings, or we're trying to, I guess, diversify and get a little bit of each. So at the end of the first round, I will just pick something that I randomly had in my head, I guess, or wrote down, and I'll say, okay, all the deck rings were worth 5 points. Now with kindergarten, I might not do that. I might just say everything's worth a point. But first and second, I've played this game up to like third, fourth. I'm not sure if I play with fifth grade, but you know, it's a game you could modify, and we'll talk about that in a moment. So I'll say, okay, all the deck rings are worth 5, and I'll see who had the most points, or all the hacky sack balls are worth 5, or everything this purple was worth 5. And then they add them up as a team, so a little bit of math there. And they tell me their scores, and whoever the highest score, I guess, wins. Or, like, we do a thing where they get something, it's called Cokie Cash. It's just things that they can buy or use in the school for different things. Anyway, they earn these Cokie Cash. So if they played fair and they scored the most, or if they just did a good job, I'll give them some Cokie Cash. But whatever your school does is fine. Or if you just want to keep it, hey, we won, awesome, high fives, that's cool too. So then we replay it, and I tell them there's a different object or color that's worth more points. So that's why we play basketball. Now you can add a defender to it. And I've done that with soccer. So soccer, what they do is they just dribble down, again, get a piece of treasure, bring it back. And same thing, except what I've done in the past with third grade and higher is I had a defender rounds one or two, not round one, but maybe round two or three, where they can kind of knock the ball away, not super far, but if they're not dribbling close enough to their body, I tell them to have control. If they don't have control, and I'll even do that too, I'll knock the ball away and say, nope, you have to control it. And we do the exact same game. And so you can do it with hockey. Again, I haven't done it with hockey yet, but same thing, dribble down to a certain, I don't call it end zone, like in football, but a certain zone, grab a piece of treasure, stick handle a ball down and back, basically. So I love this game. I think it's great. It gets the kids involved. I would keep it to groups of two or three at the most. I don't want kids standing in line. I actually noticed that last night, my daughter's first soccer practice ever. There was just, the coach is great. He seems like a nice guy, but there was just too much standing around and too little time with the ball for my daughter and the other players. And I don't want that for the students. I want them to constantly have a ball, or at least every, 30 seconds or so, it's your turn, and just constantly go. Get that practice, get that deliberate practice, which we'll talk about soon in. And that's my goal for Treasure Hunters. Get the students the ball or the puck or whatever you're using as much as possible. Get them a chance to stick handle, dribble, or whatever it is you're working on, down and back, and grab the treasure. So now it is time for your cowbell tip of the day. Okay, everybody, so your cowbell tip of the day is grab my free PDF that I made at supersizephysed.com, or I will have it linked up in this episode, the notes below the episode description. So the free PDF is Treasure Hunters. So you can project that, you can print it out, anything. Just sign up for the newsletter, the supersizephysed.com newsletter that I send out about once a month with new ideas, new games, my new podcast coming out, the guests on my podcast I'm excited about. I still have some that I want to release, and I have them ready to go, or almost ready to go, so I'm excited about that. And grab the free PDF if you'd like. That is your cowbell tip of the day. All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. As always, you can find me at supersizephysed.com or reach out to me via Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. I am PE_Dave, 1017. That's my birthday, 1017. So buy me a present. Not yet. Just kidding. You guys and girls are awesome. Take care. Have a great weekend. And here is a new beat for you.